Hi and welcome to the daily scopes for the 14th of August. So on the 14th of August, the moon void of course ends at 11:45 and the moon enters the constellation of Pisces. When the moon is in Pisces, you and others may feel psychologically and emotionally weaker than average. Escapism behaviour can also be high at this time. And so can the use of intoxicating substances or relationships to numb you from your feelings. People can find it hard to tell between fact and fiction when the moon's in the constellation of Pisces. There can be a strong need to escape reality and enter sort of like dream worlds and fantasies at this time, which people can find it hard to remember if what they hear or see is real or just part of their fantasy thinking that they can be highly engrossing at this time. So make sure you check facts before committing to anything, as illusion thinking and manipulation can be strong, as I said. In general, the Pisces moon phases make you and others more empathetic, and intuition can be intense and more gut feelings, more inner knowings. But if you're involved in taking drugs, alcohol or overthinking, this can confuse your understanding of any gut feelings and intuition right now. You can be pulled in many directions as conflicting demands and people request your attention. Try and do what needs to be done, but say no to things that overwhelm you. This is a good energy for creative thinking and action. Take time out to recharge your batteries rather than rush ahead if you feel drained. The manic solutions to your problems can be found in meditative moments. Patience will be needed to resolve issues on Moon Day 17. Great progress can be made in individual grape healing. If you stay organized and open to the process. The moon also makes a trine to the moon's north node today, allowing for networking and potentially making influential and intellectually stimulating new contacts or deepening the bonds you already have with others. Also on the 14th of August, the sun makes an opposition to Saturn that entered on the 13th of August at 6:58. And is going to stay there until the 15th of August at 5:21 p.m. and strongest around the 14th of August at 6:10. So yeah, when the sun makes an opposition to Saturn, there can be problems with those in authority, feeling withdrawn, delays can cause frustration, finding it hard to communicate and understand others, and it will take patience to make progress. And there can also be more of an increase in self-destruction and possibly separation, although it should just be temporary. So yeah, responsibilities can run deep while this transit is active. Your family, career or social life or all three may demand your full attention. In general, people can lack more confidence, be less enthusiastic, lack energy and be pessimistic about their ability to improve their circumstances and reach their objectives under this influence. Creative thinking can be slowed down, so can optimistic thinking. So this could be a hard transit for autistic people, writers, designers, etc. to stay focused. Still, it's a good energy to use to take care of logical and practical matters and carrying on despite the obstacles you face. Focus and organisation will get you everywhere under this influence. Getting help from those in authority can be hard, although not impossible underneath this influence. If you have to ask those in power for help, pick the right method and use it wisely, because if you ask for help and go about it in the wrong way, you may not get the support that you're seeking. So just think before, plan before you ask for that support. Intimate relationships can also be a struggle due to work or other demands. Think twice before speculating, especially in your trading and other sort of gambling, betting matters. There can also be issues with accepting your own feelings or those of others, expressing your inner child or relating to children. In general, people can lack more empathy for those they view as beneath them or unlike them at this time. Content creators can use this energy to talk about obstacles that we face in life that can make us lose hope and how we can regain our passion for ourselves and lives and increase our self-esteem, writing about the practicalities that are involved in being successful as a freelancer, or how to improve organisation skills and focus can do good now, advice on how to claim and deal with other people's authority, reclaiming your personal power, how to manage your career demands with romantic obligations, and all content exploring the problems we face in relationships can do well right now as well. Mercury also makes a quinquex to Chiron that entered on the 14th of August at 1:56 a.m, strongest at 6:40 p.m. today, and leaving 11:39 a.m. on the 15th of August. So again, it's just expanding those kind of emotional problems that may be faced, but it allows for the acknowledgement and understanding and management of psychological, spiritual and emotional wounds. So it's also supporting that energy for writers and content creators to produce work about inner problems that hold us back from achieving our goals. So again, just cementing it's a good day to write about, talk about and explore those sort of issues to do with your emotional wounds, especially any emotional wounds you got around communication as well, because you know Mercury's quinquexing Chiron. Chirons are our deepest wounds, and Mercury's all about communication in one form or another. On the personal level, Mercury quinquexes Chiron is good for the starting or continuing any self-reflection work that you've been doing in order to heal your spiritual or emotional or psychological traumas. Also a good transit to speak out about issues that you're struggling with, or to pass on, share the wisdom that you've learned with your personal battles with others who may be facing similar problems that you now manage or have overcome, but you may never get rid of any issues. That's when we can kind of get a bit off the port. Recovery of anything is really a lifelong process. So yeah, sharing your wisdom with others can inspire them or cheer them up and lighten their own burden. Negatively, speaking the truth may cause problems in relationships. Still, it is what's needed right now in order to rid connections of toxicity. You may fear speaking your mind, but it's the right thing to do. Or you may reject the things someone or someone say to you, as it's painful to hear. But try to hear the underlying message that they're trying to give to you, rather than take it as a criticism. The only way issues can be understood, forgiven and moved on from is to first express them, be truthful, and then to thoroughly discuss them. This may take days or months or years for some of you, but every step towards progress is a good step. And working through any sort of insecurities is the best use of this energy when Mercury makes a quinquex to Chiron. Mars also makes a trine to Pluto. And that started on the 13th of August and lasts to the 16th of August. Strongest today, the 14th of August at 10:27 p.m. So again, this is supporting Mars trine Pluto, is supporting personal transformation. Mountains can be climbed if you work hard. Still, there is a chance that you will overdo it and exhaust yourself. You know, sometimes we can be like, yeah, I can change everything in like 5 minutes, but we can't, we really can't. So yeah, just be realistic about what you can change. It's best to just make a plan and to just remember there have been many falls and many trials that will challenges that come your way, but if you keep on going, even if it's small steps, some days you may have 5 minutes to work on your personal development, other days 5 hours, but over time, all that time adds up. So yeah, balance is key. Watch out for being too aggressive and controlling others, which can cause tension in relationships. Just remember, the only person we really can control is ourselves. Great energy and willpower are given under this transit. So yeah, just go for it. People can be more full of beans and competitive than normal as well, so you know, which can be a good thing, but again, just watch out for overstepping your marks. and other people's boundaries and don't allow others to do that to you. Ventures involving technology or science can also do very well today, dealing with financial and psychological matters, plus all efforts towards exercise or sporting activities and physical labour can be very successfully carried out under this influence. Researching or discussing all things relating to death, transformation or the occult may bring deeper insight and a feeling of calm, although at worst end of the spectrum, talking about physical death may cause fear, but yeah, it is the only certainty in life. Not to be morbid, but to be realistic. So yeah, that's the Daily Scopes for the 14th of August. Take care, and I shall see you tomorrow.